Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the revelation in your word. We receive your word today with gladness of heart, with meekness of spirit.
Amen.
We walk in the light of your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The month of July is our month of prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we started off for a particular topic, right? Last week, which is consistency in prayer, right? And for those of you who are not aware, you can go on our website, go to audio download, and you see last week's message, download it. Hallelujah. Be conscious, because we're going on Saturday, this Friday night, from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. We're supposed to start by 6, but because of some people will be held up in traffic like myself. We're going to be praying all through. Do not come and tell me I was feeling sleepy. We are going to Abado. Hallelujah. So there's no phone call going to be coming from that day. Or phone call coming from Monday. Hallelujah. We're going to be praying. We're going to be praying. Hallelujah. Make sure you plan. You start planning for it. I know what some people are going to do. They're going to eat very well. You just make sure you plan for it. Hallelujah. Plan to come. Because in the month of, we'll do it twice in the month of July. We'll do it twice in the month of August. In the month of September, we'll go on full 24 hours. I heard that there's going to be Ideya in the month of September. Right? I'm going to take advantage of that break. Right? I'm going to take advantage of that break, and we're going to go 24 hours all day praying. Hallelujah. Then the second day, we'll now study all day in the same venue. So it's a camp where we'll come and rest. Hallelujah. And we'll do 2 days. But we're going to do it 10 hours in the month of July, 10 hours in the month of August, which is twice, right? July twice, August twice. And September will have 2 days stretch for the word and for prayer. Hallelujah. 24 hours on the word, 24 hours prayer. So some people will, for their first, for the first time in their life, go 48 hours fast. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. But people are already thinking, how will Friday be like? Some are contemplating, Pastor Wilson, some are contemplating on the path that will be made available now. Why some are thinking, can I stay? Can I survive? Mm-hmm. If you are thinking of if you can survive, you are a babe in the peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. How is made available when we pray? When we pray? When we pray? The anointing. Instead of when we pray, we are edified. Power is made available when we pray. The anointing instead of when we pray. Apostle Wisdom, have you taught them on the song? Do you know what's in there, so I can't talk about it. Hallelujah. I hope we are recording it. Ah! Pastor Wisdom, you start all over again. Yes! Either you start all over again or you start recording now. And yes, we need to have, these are some messages. It's not only Pastor Smith's messages that we must have recorded. Messages like these, and messages that, except you want me to go back to it. Except you want me to go back to the message. Yeah? Ah, so this Saturday that is coming, you're going to record. You better give it to me.
Which one? This series that is good.
So, what is going to happen is, but the series has not ended. So just pick it up. Pick it up with the recording. Are you hearing me? So that once we are done compiling the recording, we will know the part that was not recorded, IRB, and we can go back to it. Do you understand me? The recording is so that I don't need to go back to this topic. I don't know if you understand me. It's already a resource for the ministry. Hope you know that. It becomes a resource. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Wow. Well, I'd love to speak about or say one or two things about that, but no problem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead. Our theme scripture is on Colossians, right? Colossians, chapter number 4 and verses 2. If you dare, I'll read. It says, continue in prayer, right? And watch in the same with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. It says, continue in prayer. And I'll show us what it means. Prokatio. It means to be fervent. Okay, it was rendered fervent in Romans 12:12. It means to the word continue is to constantly, diligently, endlessly. So it means be consistent. The another word is consistent. To be consistent, constantly, diligently. In prayer, it means you should be diligent in prayer. Consistent in prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. I said, if the apostle Paul will say we should be consistent in prayer, it then means prayer is important, right? It then means prayer is important. Another question will now be, what is prayer? You know, a little child was asked a time ago, you know, I started off, I was a Sunday school teacher, hallelujah. The child asked a long time, what is prayer? When the question was asked, what is prayer? The little child just raised up his hand. And you know, the teacher was myself, wanted to know, okay, what does this child know about prayer? Okay, what is prayer, little boy? You know what the boy said prayer was? I've said it here before, right? He says, prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master key. That is his definition of prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer is important to the believer. Like the little boy sang, he said, Jesus started with prayer. Started his ministry of prayer. Hallelujah. And ended with prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer is important, hallelujah.
Amen.
Very important. But you see, like Pastor Philemon told us, some people think that prayer, some people have turned prayer to a warfare. And you'll be amazed. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God. They are the pulling down of strongholds. So every stronghold in my father's house, every stronghold in my mother's house, what are you waiting for? Die by fire now! Where are you? In the village, in the city, by air or by transport? Begin to die now! You see, it's so funny. But, you know, when the Bible spoke about that, he said the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. You see, he's not. He said, when he talks about the weapon of our warfare, he's not talking about the warfare of a fight in the ring. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Certainly pulling down on stronghold. When he talks about stronghold, he's not talking about the demon in your village. Paul couldn't be talking about that.
No.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He couldn't be talking about that. Like I shared online today, I said, some people know when Paul spoke about the fact that Satan withstood him while he was going to the church, while he was talking to the church at Thessalonians, hallelujah. Now, he said, I could love to come, but what he says, Satan hindered me. Now, when he talks about Satan hindering him, some people say, Satan hindered Paul. But you see, you miss it, hallelujah.
Amen.
Wasn't referring to Satan, was referring to, he called the people that persecuted him, Satan. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Those are the people you refer to as Satan. If you read the verse before and the verse after, you see, hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 2, you see that he was told that was persecuting him. He referred to them as Satan. He said they hindered us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul couldn't be saying Satan hindered him. Because the word for hindered was the word rendered to detain.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
So meaning Satan detained Paul. Is that possible? When the Bible says he has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has delivered us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So therefore, Jesus rebuked the disciples and said, you don't know the kind of spirit you have. It's the spirit of love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes our prayers are full of our wants and our needs. And it's surprising. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is seriously surprising how people make their prayer become full of needs and wants and full of carnal things. Are you hearing me? It becomes very surprising. And you begin to ask yourself, how did the church get to this point? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In talking about prayer, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, can we go ahead?
Yes, sir.
Just shun the distractions. They are from. They are being ruled by another kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we go ahead?
Yes, sir.
In talking about prayer and the importance of prayer, we have to look at it from the light of the Master first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's talk about the Master. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who or how did the Master view prayer? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Let's go to Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Somebody should read that.
Verse 21.
Yeah?
Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open.
Did you see that? Did you see that? What happened? Jesus came to be baptized. The Master. He came to be baptized, and what happened? He was praying. Hallelujah. He didn't just get to the water like every other person, right? He was praying. You see, Pastor Wisdom told some people a time ago that when the anointing is coming on you, you should direct it, right? That's what Jesus did. He was praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Someone else should read Luke chapter 5 from verse 16 to 17. I mean from verse 15 to 16.
Verse 15.
Yeah.
But so much the more when there is fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to believe by him of their infirmities. 16. And he drew himself into the wilderness and prayed.
Did you see that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, but so much the more when there is fame abroad. Now, his fame went abroad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of him. And great multitude came together to hear him, hear and be healed by him of their infirmities, and he withdrew himself. You see, he didn't live in the company of the fame.
Yes,
there's some people who are looking for fame. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
it is an error as a minister. You want to be noticed. Are you hearing me? The moment you in school with all the knowledge that you have, with all the epignosis that you've gathered, with all the gnosis in the body of Christ that you know, you just want to be known. You just want your fame to be known in the whole of your body. I can share with that. I'm not. No! You see, there are two things you need to get from here. Hallelujah. His fame went abroad. People came to him. But he shows us what brought about the fame. That would say he withdrew himself. Are you hearing me? He withdrew himself to go and do what? To go and eat chin chin? No. To go and do what? at it again. Verse 16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. He didn't live in the council, or he didn't live in the multitude of fame. He didn't stay in the arena of fame. A believer is not a fame seeker. A believer is not a fame seeker. A believer is not one. A minister also. A minister or a believer is not one who seeks fame or who seeks who loves to be seen, who wants to be seen by many. Are you hearing me? We are not men pleasers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The power of God through you can be heard. Can be heard in everywhere. But hey, take note of what the master did. He always goes to pray. That is where the fame will come from.
That's
right. Are you hearing me?
That's right.
He goes to pray. He's not looking for fame. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's a man of prayer.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Chapter 6. We are progressing. Look at chapter 6 of that same Luke. We're going ahead. Let's go to chapter 6. I want to read some verses to us in chapter 6. Hallelujah. Look at what happened, verse 11 to 12. Somebody should read.
And they were filled with the madness,
mm-hmm,
and communed one with another,
uh-huh,
with what they might do to Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Verse 12. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray,
mm-hmm,
and continued all night in prayer.
Ah! To God. He continued, Jesus prayed all night. I heard me. In the Jewish night starts from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. He was praying 6 to 6 all night. He was doing what? He was praying all night. Hallelujah. Chapter 9. Let's go to chapter 9. We'll just keep reading. We are looking at his life, right? So let's go again to chapter 9. Are you in chapter 9? Are you in chapter 9? From verse 29. Uh-huh.
And as he prayed,
mm-hmm,
the fashion of his countenance was altered,
mm,
and his remnant was white and blue.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter 22. Pause before you get to Luke chapter 22. From all these points we've read, did you hear he had a prayer point? You know, some people are always looking for a prayer point before they pray. Hmm? I remember a time ago, I've shared it with others. I entered into my room and I was speaking in tongues and speaking in tongues inside the room I teach to. I spoke in tongues so much. I spoke in tongues that night. I prayed, you see, I prayed fervently. With all my strength, was at the top of my voice. So I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. When I was done praying, as I came out, my mom came to ask me, hope there is no problem. Hallelujah. And I was surprised. And I said, no, there's no problem. I just wanted to pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? I just wanted to pray in tongues. Because, you know, everybody believes it's when you have problem that you pray. Hmm? But it is wrong. The Bible never told us Jesus prayed a petition or prayed concerning something or a problem. He just went into prayer as a lifestyle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The moment you begin to narrow your prayers to petitions, you are reducing the importance of prayer. The moment you begin to narrow your prayer down to prayer points. You need prayer points. Are you hearing me? You know, sometimes they showed us five fingers when we were in Sunday school. They said, this is for you. You pray for your enemies. You pray for your friends. Right? Showed us then, I said, you pray for yourself. Before you pray, the first you do, you do opening salutation. Our Father, we thank you. We bless you because you are God forevermore. You now confess your sins. Father, is there any way I've sinned against you, knowingly and unknowingly, by error, thought, commission, or by omission? Father, we ask for forgiveness. That will make anything that will make our prayer not to pass the ceiling. Father, we ask for mercy. Wash us, Lord. Wash us, Lord. wash us, Lord. One is all God the Father, one is all God the Son, and one is all God the Holy Spirit. So wash us, Lord. Wash us, Lord. Wash us, Lord. You don't go ahead. You don't say, no, Father, I want to pray for my neighbor. Hallelujah. So you see, we're just stereotyped. We just want to have a prayer point. But that was not what Jesus came to show us. Hallelujah. The Bible says he will go into the wilderness and pray. The Bible shows us he prayed so much at a certain point at Gethsemane. The Bible said the drop of his sweat was as blood, was as thick as blood. He showed you how we pray. He prayed fervently. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Luke chapter 22, verse 40, he carried Peter and John into the wilderness to pray. They were sleeping. He came to me, can't you wait? Watch with me for just one night. He told them, somebody should read verse 40.
And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation.
Stop! Did you see what he did? Did you see what he told them? He said, pray that ye enter not into temptation. Here is the word. Now look, somebody, go back to verses 31. Let's look at verses 31 closely.
31.
Yes.
And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you.
He says, Satan has desired to have you. But what did he say?
That he may shift you as wheat. Mm-hmm. But I have prayed for thee.
He said, I have prayed for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 22, verse 31. Okay. Now look at verse 40. He says, and he came to the place. He said to them, pray that ye, that you may not enter into temptation. This is not a prayer point. Take note. You know, some people have prayed, oh Lord, lead us not into temptation. No, it's a prayer that you. Did you see what he's asking them to do? Remember, he had told Peter. Eh? He had told Peter. He said, pray. You know, he told Peter, the Satan seeks to shift you, but I prayed for you, right? And then he told him something in the next verse. He said, when you are restored, he said, do what? Strengthen thy brethren. Now listen to that. He says, strengthen thy brethren. Now Jesus had prayed for him. The master, Yahushua HaMashiach, has prayed for him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But hey, did Peter still enter into temptation?
No.
Yes, he did. Peter did. Peter still entered into temptation. Why did he enter? Look at what the Bible says. Look at what the Bible says. The Bible says he told him. He told them. He said, pray that ye enter not into temptation. He told them to pray that they enter not into temptation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Meaning, as a believer, the prayer of others for you has a certain degree. Your prayer is needed. Even the master prayed for Peter, and yet Peter still entered into temptation. Hallelujah. So he needed Peter too to pray. Oh, my pastor is, you know, there's some people who when they have problems, they go and meet prayer warriors. Prayer warriors pray for me, and then you kneel down. And the prayer warriors will be going around. They'll be going around and praying. And they'll put their hands on your head. Let it go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the kingdom, we don't need prayer warriors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no need for prayer with us. All of us are praying. Well,
yes.
You show them, right? Yeah? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The believer is the house of prayer himself. Are you hearing it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Say, I'm the house of prayer.
The house of prayer.
I am.
I am
the house of prayer. You know, yeah, so it's funny. Jesus said, the house of my father shall be called the house of prayer. And where is the house of his father? We are! He said, don't you know your bodies are the temples of the living God? He said, God lives in you. Hallelujah. His abode has become his abode. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you don't need a prayer warrior to pray for you. That's why in Wim there's no prayer warrior. We don't have a prayer warrior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody comes to prayer meeting. You are trained to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't have such. I have been called into prayer warrior ministry. I don't know understand. Are you hearing me? Some people say they are calling to prayer warrior ministry. This is my ministry. This is my agency.
Yes,
and I'm asking myself, we don't have agencies in the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm in the youth agency. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm a soprano singer in the agency.
Yes, sir.
And you see people religiously, see, the moment I begin to understand these things, I withdrew from a lot of agencies. First of all, where I used to watch, I had to withdraw first from youth. Withdrew. Boys Brigade, withdrew. That's when you begin to find your place. Hey! Error! Hallelujah!
Amen.
Oh, those days you sound down, I will sound underneath the banner of the boys are. Lord, we ask thy blessings of the Boys Brigade. Those days, most of when I think back,